I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Live from Studio Inario on Friday morning, this is the Rise Guys. Ah, God, I can't think. It's the last day of 9-3 join week. And he's doing Who Can Matt Beat Now with me. He
I
knows.
Am. Uh-huh. You'll get it now.
Richard Cheese?
You didn't get it from that?
I don't.
Let me give you a hint. My two fingers.
Zoot scoot right. Squirrel nut zippers.
No, that's cherry popping daddies.
Cherry popping daddies. Oh. Fat boy was telling me to come here with two fingers. I didn't know what that meant.
Cherry popping daddies is a great band name.
Cherry popping daddies. Can they still perform under that name?
I think swear. So. I think they actually have new stuff out.
It is the last day of Nine's Rejoin Week, which means that next week is Fatboy Rejoin Week.
Oh, man.
The songs that we play when we come out of break, so it sometimes can set the mood or throw it in an odd direction. I like it. Also, Jimmy, you missed this little conversation when you went to the restroom a moment ago.
Okay.
Back to the 2019 bracket challenge.
Yeah.
I'm still in first, or tied for first, but it was pointed out by some folks that you and Fatboy are also tied, mm-hmm. and you're also tied with Twisted Todd.
Okay.
God, I should be in the lead.
Here's the part you missed, Jim.
What part did I miss?
You probably enjoyed doing this, Paige. Well, you all enjoyed doing it. I don't know anything about basketball. I base all my picks on, like, the 90s. Like, you know, where's UNLV at is what I'm saying.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I was strong-armed to do it by our alien boss, Mark Hendricks.
Last time they were good.
And guess what we just realized?
Uh-huh.
He don't even have a bracket.
No, he doesn't.
Mm-mm. Yeah, Mark.
He doesn't have one.
That's not what's good for the goose.
God.
Or whatever.
You guys got some. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm the goose and the gander, guys.
Yeah.
Golly. So anyway, it's a whole lot of fun. I mean, I'm surprised.
You can't sign up anymore, so you missed out, you jerks.
No. But a bunch of you did, and this is fun. This will be fun to follow.
Before the boss asked, I'm not pole vaulting over a mouse turd.
No.
I promise.
No.
You're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Just an observation.
Also, we were talking about the – apparently a lot of people did believe the Back to the Future meme because I kept getting it yesterday.
Oh, yeah, man.
That they're rebooting it.
Yeah.
They're really not.
It's not true.
They're really not.
They said they're not going to do that to that movie, at least for a long, 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 long time.
Yeah. I think Michael J. Fox has to be dead before they can do it.
Even then, they won't.
Yeah. They don't need to do it. But no. It's nice to know that when people think of that movie, they associate it with me. I think that's freaking awesome.
It is nice.
I'm serious.
I know, right?
Like, it is the greatest movie ever made. And it's so good. The first one and the second one. The third one's awful. But it's such a good movie. And now anytime anything Back to the Future, memes or anything, I get them all. And I'm like, that's great. You think about me when you think of my favorite movie. That's awesome. That's great. But the movie was made in 1985. Because somebody sent me one of these Hollywood lists, and it's talking about the greatest movies of the 90s, and the person that sent it to me was saying, aren't you shocked that Back to the Future is not on this list? And I said, no.
Not at all.
Because that's an 80s movie.
Yeah, not at all shocked.
Sadly.
Yeah.
I was 10 years old when that damn movie came out.
Yeah.
Gah!
Weren't you shocked The Godfather wasn't on that list? Since it came out in 1972?
I was. Where is Gone with the Wind at, for God's sake? So, there is a movie on here that I... Okay, let me think how to pace this. First of all, Home Alone, 80s or 90s movie. Go ahead. Who wants it? Scream
90s.
Your name.
90s.
Fat Boy first?
90s.
Fat Boy said 90s?
Yeah,
Nine says 90s, Paige?
93.
90.
90?
I'll take 91. I don't know.
Well, it was 80s or 90s. 1990. I had no idea. Really? Dude, I was thinking that was like 87, 88, no. Whatever. But anyway, what movie symbolizes the 90s? In other words, your favorite 90s movie. And don't, you know, like, think about, not to the Oscars or Hollywood, but to you, Fat Boy, to you, Paige, and you. You get your damn hands off her, Nine. because I'll tell you something. This list is runt. Of the top 20 greatest 90s movies.
When I think about 90s movies, I think about movies that just encompass the 90s and all things. So I wouldn't think of like a movie set in a different time period. It would have to be like a movie that runs through there.
Yeah.
man.
One of them
for me is Pulp Fiction. It's just this dripping of the 90s. And another one is The Big Lebowski, just dripping of the 90s.
People already texted in Big Lebowski. That's got to be a on the list, right?
It's not Boys in the Hood since you grew up in Poe Mill.
No.
All right. So tell me the two you just said, Jim.
Pulp Fiction, Big Lebowski.
Pulp Fiction on this list is number 7. Came out in 1994. Big Lebowski, not on the list. The top 20 movies of the 90s.
Well, this is a crap list, though.
It is totally a crap list, dude. So, like, we don't have to go through these. Obviously, we don't have the time to go through each one. But, like, number 20, just at the bottom of the barrel, Groundhog Day, Bill Murray, Andy McDowell, Gaffney's very own.
I hate that one.
Right? Not,
how?
I don't get it. I don't get how you don't like it.
Because when it gets so repetitive, I mean, it's too much. Like, I get it. A couple times, and then maybe shift, do something else from there.
Don't just see the funny horror movie Nine saw.
You wouldn't like it.
It's literally the same thing like 8 or 9 times in a row.
Yeah.
You feel like you never end the movie.
What was it called? Funeral Birthday?
Yeah.
Funeral Birthday 2. Yeah, go see it. It's very repetitive. All right. Then you got Braveheart, Trainspotting, Goodfellas.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that should be higher. The Matrix, number 16.
Yeah, Goodfellas should be way up top.
I think so.
Why is Trainspotting on the list unless you do a lot of drugs?
Because of Oscars, man. It's got to be what it is.
It was just a wild film about heroin addiction and just the characters. It was just something in the 90s that was very popular.
You know, one of another just total 90s movie that probably ain't on the list is Friday.
Yeah.
Or Friday down here. Friday.
Not on the list.
Yeah.
Friday.
That's just, man, that's a 90s movie.
It's not on the list.
Silence of the Lambs is
number 15, though, man.
It should be much higher.
That movie is just shocking to me. And, you know, as far as movies, that's one of my favorites.
That's a great movie. It should be higher on the list. That and Goodfellas, certainly. Because those are two of the best movies that came out in that decade.
Four Weddings and a Funeral. I've never seen it. Yeah. I'm aware of it. Never saw it. Mrs. Doubtfire coming in at number 11.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be like up top of the list. Probably
it's a good movie. Though.
I love that movie. Man.
So the 90s was a great decade for movies.
A great time.
Think about it. In the 90s, like all these movies we're talking about, most of them weren't necessarily remakes or rebooted. Some of them were optioned from books, but man, you talk about some original screenplays. That doesn't happen anymore.
Number 10 was The Lion King, which we were talking about the other day is full of subliminal messages.
Love that movie.
And ding-a-lings and stuff.
It is one of the better Disney films.
Yeah. I don't want to reveal number 9 yet because my 90s movie is their number 9 movie. And it's my number 1 movie, but it's their number 9. And I don't know how you can argue against it. Damn it.
What is it? You got to say it.
You got to say it.
Forrest Gump, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's,
yes.
Forrest Gump
that's
is
a great
the
movie.
Epitome of the 90s. Now, it goes against what Nine says about how he thinks about it. It needs to be set in the 90s. But, you know, that movie, it ended in the 80s. Yeah. It ended before the, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
In that regard, maybe it doesn't work. But when I think about movies that I watched over and over again, and God, it's so good. And most quotable to me.
Mm-hmm.
Once a week, we quote Forrest Gump on this show.
Everybody in America does.
Whether it's Greenbow, Alabama, or You Can't Sit Here, or
yeah.
Mama Sure Does Care About Your Schooling, Boy.
Yeah, or you talk about just 18,000 shrimp dishes.
Yeah, running.
While we scrub the floors with toothbrushes.
I got AIDS, Forrest.
It wouldn't stop, raining. Lieutenant Dan.
Aww.
You ain't got no legs. Legs.
Just assemble your weapon to continue.
Legs. Schindler's List. That's a heartwarming story.
Yeah.
It's at number 8.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never saw that.
All the people that were taking the...
it's way long, Paige. It's way long.
I know. It's depressing.
Yeah. Pulp Fiction, as we said, number 7. Toy Story at number 6.
Toy Story's great.
Yeah, there's so many that come out, you forget how big it is.
I will never put a cartoon in any kind of top 5 of any kind of list.
Toy Story's great.
Not a cartoon movie.
Well, get it out.
I mean, can you name 5 '90s movies you'd put ahead of Toy Story, though? Like, I can't argue with.
Well, you'll argue with
I know. None?
With anything.
I mean, I wouldn't put it at the top of the list, but man, it's a really, really good movie.
What was your number 1? 9? Mm. Big Lebowski, you say, or Kingpin?
Kingpin's another great 90s
movie. That's not on the list.
Airheads, Empire Records, Mallrats,
uh-huh.
Clueless, some great 90s movies.
Clueless.
But, you know, I'm thinking, like, 90s comedies and stuff. No, I like, Lebowski's definitely up there for me. And Pulp Fiction, man. What a 90s movie Pulp Fiction was.
Yeah. It took the liberty of milking your cow for you.
Yes.
We don't have a cow.
Number 5, Home Alone, like I said, that came out in 1990. Number 4, several people are texting in as their number 1, 72341, the Carolina Vapor Mill.com text line. Titanic.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but for... Not to be sexist, but for women, that had to be such... You wanted
right,
your own Jack.
I know.
It just wasn't that good a movie, though. It just wasn't that good.
Okay. What were you missing? I mean, what was missing from the movie?
The second
there
tape.
There was nudity?
You only got the first tape.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, when we rented it, I only got the first
tape. It was 2 tapes long. Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Well, you know, think about it. It's 3 hours long, and not that much happens till the boat sinks.
Well, you had the bad guy, the good guy.
Yeah, you know. Wanted some.
What a tell it was.
You know, it just so much happened in the course of Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
That didn't happen.
Great movie.
Like, if all right, a Titanic movie by Tarantino in the 90s would have been awesome.
Yeah.
But it was
Tarantino's
know, just,
Titanic would have been amazing.
Yeah.
God, hey. Uh-huh. The whole boat would have been a gun.
It would have been.
Like the girl with the machine gun.
Yes. Open up
great.
From the middle.
The machine gun like was Robert Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Well, another movie that's quite quoted on the show is Sling Blade. That's not on the list, is it?
Oh, yeah, great 90s movie.
I mean,
good job, Paige.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's a good one.
How are you going to leave that one
I
off?
I mean, where's the
How
band,
How are you
going
to have all these, like, cartoons and leave that one off?
I mean, come on.
I'm aiming to kill him with
Say.
It.
Number 3, Jurassic Park. Faster, faster, must go faster. Came out my senior year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, we just talked about it. Paige said that Julia Roberts said they cannot make Pretty Woman anymore, and it's the number 2 movie on the list. This is a mind blank for me. Home Alone and Pretty Woman came out the same year.
Really?
Wow. No kidding.
Good
1990.
Year for movies.
And then the number 1 movie, according to this rotten list or whatever it is, 1994's The Shawshank Redemption.
Well, yeah.
Not better than Forrest Gump, though.
No. Nope.
Good movie, but not.
Great movie, yeah.
Just one, God, there was another one that we were. There was another one there that was a 90s movie that didn't even make the list. When did, Roadhouse, was that
80s?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
great movie.
God, it's a good.
Yeah. That's another quoted movie.
What about Con Air? What a great movie.
Oh, Con Air, man.
Cameron Poe.
Everybody loves Con Air.
It was so good, man. It just the wrong punch, wrong time, just went right up into his brain, killed
him. Yeah, where's speaking of. Period pieces. Where's Braveheart in there? Did we get Braveheart anywhere?
Yeah, that should be in there. Freedom.
number 19. Okay. Yeah, number 19.
Man, that's...
Just under Train Spotting.
Braveheart, number 19.
Really?
Man, it's good.
I know, right?
That's just... It loses points because of what Mel Gibson became, apparently.
Well, who cares?
Batman 1 came... Or the first Batman was 89, so yeah. It doesn't make the list either.
None of the other ones from the 90s show. Batman Returns was good, though. Uh-huh. That was a fun movie.
Which one was that?
Penguin, Catwoman?
Oh, yeah.
Run, Dad. Save yourself.
Yeah.
The other one with Michael Keaton. You know, something missing from that list is Fight Club.
Yes.
I just remembered it. Thank you. It's not Fight Club, though. That's not the one I was thinking about, but it did feature Brad Pitt. Where the hell is Seven?
Oh, Seven's got to be there,
yeah. Seven is a...
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Oh, no.
Filthy, dirty, nudity, grossness.
He made me blanker with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We can do this for a little minute, for a little bit. 1-800-774-0093. What's missing from the list? Where's Coneheads at?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
1-800-774-0093. We can talk about 90s movies. We can talk about anything you would like to.
Half the text coming in are about 80s movies. Just I don't envy Fatboy screening these phone calls.
Hey, I was the same way. I had no idea that Home Alone came out in 1990, not in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's crazy as hell. 1-800-774-0093. P1 open phones on a Friday. Hi.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
93.3 The Planet Rise.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday. It is good. Payday for some. Friday for all. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-774-0093. The several different conversations going on. One. Mark Hendricks says, do as I say, not as I do. Mm-hmm. Does not have a bracket in the bracket challenge.
No, does not.
The other thing is the definitive movie of the 90s. There's this Rotten Tomatoes list or something, and they rank Shawshank Redemption as the number one. But there's a bunch of movies that were missing that we all went over.
No, Camp Nowhere, not on the list.
Oh, Cyfler.
Before we get to the calls, 1-800-774-0093, here's some of the tweets and texts. Jolene in Nashville says, where's Fargo on the list? Never saw it.
It should be. Hey, really?
You really?
You missed Fargo?
I don't even know what it's about.
Oh, man.
Honest to God.
So good.
What is it about?
Well, it's, I mean, it'd take a while to explain.
Yeah. Well, it sounds, I need to go check it out. Put it on my queue.
Great. Oh, it's great.
P1 Bro Jackson, Goodwill Hunting.
Uh-huh.
I've never saw that either. I've never seen Goodwill Hunting.
The 90s was such a wealth of great movies, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It really was so many.
At P1 Machine Elf says American Beauty should be on the list. I agree with that, too. Just a different movie, though, but I love it. And
it won the Oscar for Best Picture. People liked it.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then P1 Nature Hates a Vacuum says Unforgiven. I believe Unforgiven was the movie. And then Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, Unforgiven certainly should be on the list. Dances with Wolves is boring, but Unforgiven is great.
You better bury Ned Wright.
Boring? That movie's awesome.
It's boring, like most Kevin Costner movies are boring.
Quit cutting on whores.
You haven't seen Bull Durham, evidently.
Well, yeah, back in the day they were good. Then they got bad in the 90s.
I can't believe we've sat here for 30 damn minutes and nobody said Boogie Nights yet.
Yeah.
Oh, God. God,
what a
great.
Great movie, man.
Man, so many good movies in the 90s. It's crazy.
I hear you have a nice big blank. May I see it?
Yeah.
Like, people are texting in about The Sandlot. It's weird because there's some movies that appeal to a younger audience on the list, but not like The Sandlot, apparently. No, this list is very female-centric and middle-aged man-centric.
That's sexist of you to say.
No, it is.
And hateful toward old men.
No, it's movies that that young women liked in the 90s and middle-aged men liked in the 90s.
Yeah.
It's a weird list.
So Fatboy and I agree on Forrest Gump. Nine said Big Lebowski. Paige said Silence of the Lambs.
I want Boogie Nights now. I can't believe I forgot about it.
Pull back on that then.
Nicole Laurie Parker, naked.
Fatboy's Boogie Nights in.
Oh.
Plus Burt Reynolds in that movie,
I know,
man.
Right? A
he hated that movie, too, and he was so good in it.
He was great in it.
All right, let's go to, hold on, let me click that button and go here. Let's go to P1 Juggalo on line 4. Juggalo, good morning.
What's going on, guys?
Woo, woo! How are you, sir?
Just got off at Nightmare. They call 123.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, sorry.
What do you mean, like the ramp? Favorite. The ramp to get off the road? You're not pleasuring yourself going down the road?
No, just got off on 124.
I see. Favorite 90s movie? You'd like to comment on that?
Dude, Twister.
Oh, yeah.
Twister's funny.
That was a good movie.
Gotta be one of the best.
That was a good movie, man. It really
was. I could watch that movie every single night.
Did you ever go to Universal Studios where you had the Twister ride? That was pretty damn awesome. Guess not. All right. Thank you, Juggalo. Woot woot to you.
Woot woot.
Yeah.
He just likes the cow and the tornado.
That was so, I mean, that was a good movie. It was adventurous. There was a little bit of a romantic interest page, you know, they had that. Had all kinds of fun
I've
stuff.
I've seen three or four people texting The Neverending Story. That movie came out in 1984. Oh, that movie came out before I was born.
There's like eight of them, though.
I've heard Fatboy talking to somebody on the phone who was saying Goonies, and he had to tell him it was 1984.
Yeah, then somebody else said Gremlins.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's what I meant, Gremlins.
No, there was a separate one.
Oh, it was. Let's go to Robbie in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Queen City, says, we forgot a bunch of movies we didn't put on the list. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, man, what's up?
Not much, sir. How are you?
I'm driving up from Charlotte, man, right off Freedom.
Thank you. Thank you for your service. What are the movies we're missing? What?
You're missing Bill and Ted and Encino Man, dude.
Bill and Ted was 80s, but Encino Man's 90s.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was? It was 80s?
Man, I thought it was that. Bogus was 90s, I think.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be a P1.
I never got around
to doing it, but I got my P1 name. It's going to be Knockers Honkers.
Knockers Honkers.
Yeah.
No, Knockers Honker, like, yeah.
Knockers Honkers. I got you.
Yeah, like you honk the knockers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, tune in Tokyo. I got you.
Cool.
All right, thanks, brother. Yeah. Have a good morning.
God, yeah. Well, I know Encino Man was, 93, 94, I guess. That was definitely early 90s.
What was the Bill and Ted, though?
Bill and Ted was 89. Bogus Journey was 91, but Excellent Adventure, which would be the one you'd put on the list.
Boy, I'm getting old. I was thinking Wayne's World in my head. Like, I heard Bill and Ted, but I see Wayne's World.
Yeah.
When I'm saying it. God, here's another one, but because of the time period of the movie, you don't think of it as a 90s movie. Freaking Dazed and Confused.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the best movies ever.
God!
That's a great movie.
But it's based in the 70s, so you don't think of it as a 90s movie, right?
Yeah. Somebody just now texted in Mars Attacks. I love Mars Attacks. That's a great 90s movie, too.
Let's go to P1TKO Andy down in Clover. Andrew, good morning.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much, sir. How are you, man?
Good, good.
Good,
I got a whole bunch of 90s movies.
All right, Liz, hit us with a few.
Okay, I got Jurassic Park.
That was on
Independence
the list.
Day.
Oh, wow. Dude.
Yeah.
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 Then you got Castaway.
Also good.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's a fun one.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
80s.
Yeah, mid-80s.
I thought Castaway was later.
Some of them are 90s.
Castaway was 2000.
All right, one more.
Friday the 13th.
That was... Okay.
What the hell are you doing, dude? You don't even know when they are.
What about Wizard of Oz? Do you have that one on your list?
Wizard of Oz, that's back in the 70s.
Are you sure?
70s, 30s.
The 70s or 30s?
The only Jason movie in the 90s was Jason Goes to Hell.
What about Casablanca?
Yeah.
Casablanca should be on the list.
It should be.
Where's Capote?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've never even heard of that movie.
Yeah, thank you, Andy. I knew that. Thank you. Have a good morning.
You know what this conversation is talking about? People have no idea when movies came out.
I didn't either. I mean, like, Dazed and Confused, really. It blows my mind. I knew it came out in the 90s, but when you think about it, you think of, like, 90s. When everybody was wearing, like, crazy colors and big pants.
Uh-huh. How big was the coach's grandma? Dazed and Confused.
Oh,
she ran a 4.540.
She did.
Oh.
She did.
6.3, 250.
See, I'm not good with the quotes like y'all are. Y'all can sit here and do the full dialogue. Let's go to Ricky. Ricky's in Lawrence. What's up, Ricky?
How's it going, guys?
Good. How you?
Hey, Miss Paige.
Morning.
Quit flirting. Get to the point.
The best movie of all times, plus the 90s, the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ooh, I think that was on the cusp.
Was it? I mean, okay.
Well, nine will include it in. You're going to put one Bill and Ted in, but not both?
Well, if one came out in 1989, it was in the 90s.
Yeah, he's just talking about the time period it came out. Yeah. All right, Ricky.
I think Turtles was 90, like 1990.
You know, the guy who created it was at Comic-Con. Did you go see him?
No, I
you
did
ain't
not.
A fan.
I was working.
Okay. Don't matter. Quit. Don't raise your voice to me, Ricky. It's Friday.
Call in.
You have a good, safe trip home, sir. Thank you.
Y'all do the same. Thank you very much.
Have a good morning.
Man, somebody just messaged me about Crocodile Dundee, and that was 1986. Yeah.
Where's V.I. Warshawski?
Oh, God. Before you can know, but she smoked 2 packs a day.
I've also seen probably a dozen people say Full Metal Jacket, and that was also very 1980s.
Dude, I'm telling you, we can do an hour on Monday on the worst movies of the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
God.
North.
That might have been the time period for the worst movies as well as some of the best. There was some god-awful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
God-awful.
There were some terrible movies, but, man, so many great ones, too.
Jen from Gaffney's been, she started on hold before he even gave out the phone numbers. Hey, Jen, thanks for waiting.
Good morning. What about Wayne's World?
What?
What? Are you, did you just drive your car into a lake?
Wayne's World's fun.
Wayne's World, she said.
Yeah.
Wayne's World is a classic.
It is.
What was the name of the restaurant that
they ate? Please raise your goodies with me.
Say again?
I said, Paige agrees with me.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if she understood what you said, but she was nodding her head for sure.
Yeah.
Jen, will you promise me you'll have a safe weekend?
I will.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate you listening.
Put those swimmies on.
Put them
on. Get out of the water.
That's right. All right. We'll put this on hold for a minute because I see faxes coming in. I see Paige looking at statistics. What are you working on in the Plex?
Well, we've got celebrity pairings.
For what?
Meaning that there are celebrities that are mistaken for each other. And we'll run down the list next. Do you have a doppelganger?
All right, we'll find out what was just said and the answers to those questions and more right after this. Rise, guys.
Rock at Work, a 93-minute Rock Block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, someone compiled a list of celebrities who are often confused for other celebrities. Like, if you have someone who looks like you and you happen to be a celebrity, it's kind of a pain.
Sure.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Because they may mix up movies, and what if they don't like your movie, but they think that you're the one in it?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a problem, right?
Oh, but man. Ooh. Does that happen to you, Paige?
No, I don't look like anybody, I don't think. Well, you. I mean, I took a compliment yesterday, and I'll get into that in a minute, but from you.
I gave you that compliment.
Glenn Close is like a major, major actress who I love, so thank you. She's beautiful, mm-hmm. too. All right. So here we go. Rob Lowe and John Stamos. I don't see the similarities, but maybe.
It's Uncle Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah, not two people I've ever mixed up.
Mm-mm.
All right. Also on the list, Michael Cera and Jesse Eisenberg.
No, you're just stupid if you don't know who's who. Now, maybe Rob Lowe and Rob Palenka, but that's about the only two.
Well, we had people thinking movies that came out in like 1980 were 90s movies.
That's true.
Movies that came out in the 70s were 90s movies. I'm surprised nobody said Smokey and the Bandit.
Absolutely. Here also on the list, Ed Sheeran and Prince Harry. Okay, I'm just going to say something. Don't be angry with me after I say this. One is hot and one is not.
Yeah, Prince Harry's ugly, right?
No, Prince Harry's
I'm sorry,
the hot
I got him mixed
one.
Up.
Not that Ed Sheeran isn't hot, but Prince Harry is definitely.
You can say he isn't. It's fine.
No, but I'm not. Sharon. There's a difference.
I wouldn't meet Sharon, Ed.
You wouldn't?
No.
These two very famous women get mistaken for each other. Meryl Streep and Glenn Close. I mean, they kind of, you know, one has so many Oscars they don't know what to do with, and the other one.
Can't win one.
No, she's won some.
I do the same thing with John Schneider and Ellen DeGeneres. I get the two mixed up.
I see where you're going with that. And lastly, Elizabeth Banks and Chelsea Handler. Elizabeth Banks is beautiful. Chelsea Handler, I don't know. Not judging.
Yeah, one of them is much better looking than the other.
Yeah.
That's very true.
And different in genres because Chelsea she's been in a few movies, but she's not she's a comedian, right? Instead of an actress.
Who knows? Entertainer, let's call them that.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know how they identify. Also, Malcolm X and Denzel Washington, very similar looking fellas.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you saw that movie.
That came out in the 90s, didn't it?
Yeah.
More about the 90s.
It was very early 90s.
Well, did you know that there was a werewolf reported in Virginia?
Do your werewolf sound, fat boy?
Oh!
There it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Spot on. A man is charged with a fatal stabbing in Alexandria, Virginia. But here's what is strange about this.
Yeah.
Don't you need silver bullets to kill a werewolf?
You need silver, certainly. Silver.
Yeah. So the defense attorneys, you know, they say that this man said that he thought the other person was a werewolf, but the victim suffered 53 stab wounds, among other injuries. So when they found this guy, he was, you know, in his place of business with all these stab wounds. But you never stab a werewolf.
I mean,
you could
shoot
with it.
Probably a silver blade, but it'd be, you don't want to get that close to a werewolf.
Did he turn into Edward after he stabbed him?
That I don't know.
Edward was the vampire. The other one was the werewolf.
Oh, I've never seen those either.
No.
That was a 90s movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Twilight. Yeah.
Do you have to stab when you shoot a werewolf with a silver bullet? Do you have to shoot him in the heart, or you shoot him anywhere?
Maybe just with a silver bullet, but you know, if you just wound him, it probably wouldn't, like, you know, slow him down for a while.
What's worse, getting shot with a silver bullet or having to drink the lead water in North Carolina schools?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Which one?
If you're a werewolf, silver bullet.
Okay.
If you're a person, silver bullet in the short term.
I got you.
All right. But, well, you said the heart stabbing?
Oh, yeah.
That's a vampire. Don't you have to stab them with a silver stake of some sort?
I never thought about doing it, Paige.
Yeah, you can do a vampire with a wooden stake.
Oh, okay.
I was always told if you thought about it, it's just as bad as doing it. So.
A wooden stake would be the same. So it's just silver with werewolves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got
Yeah, but then you burn them with a stake for a witch, right? You
burn like
throw
the
a
stake,
hot T-bone
yeah.
on them or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you do. You throw a ribeye at them.
See, then the other thing
Monaco.
About the said werewolf victim,
yeah,
he was found with no pants covered in blood. So,
oh, God.
Werewolves usually wear pants, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that video I sent y'all last night in the group text. Oh, it's the damnedest thing.
Even the Incredible Hulk, like, he grows up so big and tall, but his waist stays the same size.
Yeah.
He balloons up this big green monster, but his waist stays the same
size.
That
is interesting.
He busts out everything he's wearing except the
waist
of his
pants.
Except for
the waist of the pants.
Yeah. Yep. I've never seen a pantsless werewolf, though. Right? Am I wrong?
You've seen a werewolf wearing pants, though?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Every wolf I've ever seen is wearing a three-piece suit.
They tend to like to wear clothes.
I'm messing up my whole werewolf thing. Yeah. It has holes in it. Oops.
Yeah, it does.
Sorry. Well,
what'd you just dump out on? What'd you think she said?
I
it sounded like she said a bad word?
Yeah.
Oh. No, she didn't.
No.
Did you not? I can't tell.
You can't tell?
No, I couldn't the first time. I had to go back and check.
That's true.
All right. Well, I apologize if
no,
I did.
No, you don't care.
No apologies.
I do care.
You do what you want.
I don't want to say anything bad. So needless to say, this man is going to be charged with this crime because there's no werewolves anywhere. It's a bogus defense.
You don't know there are no lichens. This guy wasn't a lichen.
Nobody's going to buy this story ever. So anyhow, I want to ask you a question. I know you guys are big on social media, and have you tried the Florida Man Challenge yet?
We're big everywhere.
You should see us in person.
No, yeah. But you know what's going down. You can, I mean, maybe you won't partake in the challenge. But
what is the challenge? Is it the thing where three people dance in a circle and try to step in, and like they're doing some kind of hokey pokey dance? You seen that? Three people get in a circle with their arms around each other and jump forward, and then jump back, and then jump this, and you have to stay in motion and work together. And it's the, I tell you.
You might have flicked through Nick Jr. real quick.
No, it was, I don't know what it was on, but I've seen it several places. But what is it, Paige?
All right, well, it's based on the fact that so many stupid crime stories come out of Florida. So if you say, a Florida man, and then followed by your birthday, so a Florida man, and then whatever your birthday is.
Yeah, just Google Florida
Google
man
it.
And your birthday.
Yeah, and then you'll find the results of things that happen on your birthday.
Like, if I do mine, it's Florida man growing marijuana, panics, turns himself in here after hearing unrelated police activity.
Do you put the year, just the date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So whatever happened on your birthday on October 28th, you're going to find out.
Thank you for remembering, Paige.
I never forget that.
File shows plea set for Florida man in pipe bomb mail case.
Yep.
It's on my birthday. Fat boy, tell us your birthday.
I'm going to have to go back and retell.
Come on, what was your birthday?
I wasn't listening, honestly.
What, you don't know your own birthday?
When is your birthday?
Oh, March 30th. Okay. Put it in. See what it tells you.
All right.
I got another one on mine. Florida man interviews for Kohl's job, steals shoes on his way out.
This is stupid. Don't put mine in.
Oh, my God. Fat Boys is the best. Hold on.
Okay.
Milton, Florida man hit pregnant girlfriend with a bag of tortilla chips over baby's paternity results. It's real. It happened in Pensacola.
It's Florida.
Man hits pregnant girlfriend with a bag of tortilla chips after baby's paternity test.
Oh, boy.
What is wrong with Florida?
All right. My birthday.
Give it to Puerto Rico.
April 24th. Mine is Florida man said sex addiction caused him to attack two women. And then also, Florida man tries to kiss a venomous snake and is immediately bitten on the lips. Then Florida man tries to pay McDonald's tab with a bag of weed. So
got a lot of birthdays. You got cool ones, too.
4th of July is the best one. Florida man blows off part of his hand, now missing three fingers after holding M80.
His jaw hurts, too.
You big dummy?
Well, we had fun with that.
MS-13.
Oh, the Florida Man Challenge.
The Florida Man Challenge. That's something.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige with her little internet jokes over there. That's fun. Mm-hmm. That is fun. You know what else is fun? Is, you know, I vented earlier in the show. Some 2 hours ago, I vented.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for you to vent. You. Call now. 864-241-4318. You know Thursdays, Facebook fussing. You know Fridays, FOF line.
Yes.
864-241-4318. TGIFOF. Right after this.
Outrageous Morning Radio.
It's really funny.
Tickles my fancy. Makes me laugh.
With the Rise Guys.
It just makes me giggle.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.